like to call the February 16, 2017 Planning Commission and Planning Board meeting to order. At this time, if you can please turn your cell phones on silent, that would be wonderful. May I have a roll call, please? Here.
Oh, goodness.
Gary.
Here. Roll.
Here.
Swangle.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, do we have any revisions to the agenda tonight?
No.
Perfect. Any special appearance request?
None that I am aware of.
Any announcements for today?
Yes, I have three announcements. One is just a reminder to please remember to let us know your travel schedule so that we can plan our meetings accordingly. The other is a reminder that all of the city commissions and committees are presenting their annual reports to the City Council at their next meeting on February 28th, which includes the Planning Commission and the Historic Preservation Commission. And again, that's the chair that gets to present those. Thank you, Chair. And then finally, a little bit of exciting news. Bill Homka, who was the gentleman who joined us for our meeting last month with the planning director candidate, has accepted the position, the offer, and will be starting here in the community on February 27th. And so this gets to be my last meeting as the acting planning director. But so I'll still come and hang out every once in a while. But
okay, any further announcements from any planning commissioners? Lottie, do you have anything to say?
No.
Hilario?
I do. The museum, the Volcano Observatory people are in town, and the museum is doing, they just sent out posters today, but a discussion on the volcanic activity both in Alaska and over in Russia, and it starts at 7, so, and it's free of charge, so Saturday, sorry.
Thank you. Any further announcements from the public? Thank you. Okay, in front of you, you have the January 19th, 2017 Planning Commission and Planning Board minutes. Do we have any revisions on these minutes for tonight? If none, may I get a motion to adopt these minutes? And a second, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. May we have a roll call for these minutes, please?
Earnshaw.
Yes.
Gehring.
Yes.
Roll.
Yes.
Swangle.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Okay, the minutes are adopted as approved. Okay, we have two public hearings tonight. If anyone wishes to speak on these two resolutions tonight, they just have to sign up with the clerk. That'll be for under public hearing, correct? We're going to put them both together. Is that what you wanted
to
do?
Yeah, we can
right?
do that. Yeah. We can okay. have them both together, but during the public hearing, they don't have to sign up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but right, you'll sign up for the new business items. I'm sorry. So we have resolution 2017-03. It's a resolution approving a variance for a reduction of a lot width requirement from 60 feet to 30 feet to accommodate a subdivision of lot 2, Warren McCulloch subdivision located at 72 Stewart Road. The next one we have is resolution 2017-04, a resolution approving preliminary plat of DeCure subdivision, a replat of lot 2, Warren Mahalik Subdivision, Plat 2010-17, Aleutian Island Recording District, located at 72 Stewart Road. We are now going to open the public hearing. Any public member wishes to speak on any of these two resolutions tonight? Did you need to, are you going to testify on these two?
Sure, I will.
Okay, yes, please. And if you could state your name just for the record.
There I am. This is Roger Deffendahl. Let's see, doing the resolution 2017-03. I'm in favor of this. It looks like you're just doing a flagpole lot so they can split the lot and driveway access just like I did up on the hill. Sounds great to me. Thank you.
Okay, any further public testimony for tonight on any of these two resolutions?
We did have a phone call to the planning commission, to the planning office, from Sue McGone. She called to ask for specifically what was happening on the lot and if it would affect her neighboring property in any manner. And after explaining what was going on, she decided that there was no bother to her property and she was in favor of it.
Thank you for that information. Thomas. Okay, so we are now going to close public hearing for resolution 2017-03 and 2017-04. Okay, next we have is the old business, and there is no items on the old business for tonight. New business, we have resolution 2017-03. Approving a variance for a reduction of lot width requirement from 60 feet to 30 feet to accommodate a subdivision of Lot 2, Warren Mahalik Subdivision, located at 72 Stewart Road. Is there any members of the Planning Commission have any ex parte communications or conflict of interest on this resolution? Lottie?
No.
Thank you. Okay, can we get a staff report on this? Did we want to treat those two together then? I'm sorry, okay. So then I will go ahead and announce the resolution 2017-04. It's a resolution approving the preliminary plat of DeCare Subdivision, a replat of Lot 2, Warren Mahalik Subdivision, plat 2010-17, Aleutian Island Recording District, located at 72 Stewart Road. Now, can we get a staff report, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Okay, so in front of you, what we have done is showed you a copy of the plat. So the landowner applicant has applied to subdivide one lot into two. The proposed lot two is shown having a width of only 30.79 feet. At the end of it, this is where it abuts the road on the tip of the flagpole. Code requires a 60-foot width so both lots have direct access to Stewart Road, and also that flagpole is acting as a private access and utility easement for lot one. So through our tests of code, we see that a strict application would be unreasonable because the property is expansive enough to create a separate lot, and granting the 30-foot lot width makes the subdivision practical and promotes the interests of the general public. That is backed up by Sue McGone's comments earlier. Also, we find it meets the second test by granting this variance. Does not negatively impact the area surrounding the subdivision, nor does it, it also does provide ample room for vehicular access to the property in case a fire truck or ambulance needs to get back there. There's plenty of room for it. And then finally, such a variance does promote the comprehensive plan by making more land available for housing. So this variance, we do suggest that you approve it. It does fill all of the requirements. Going forward from that, we are recommending that you approve the subdivision. We have found nothing that makes it undesirable. We have built in, you know, we've built in protection for future landowners to have access to their properties by having that flagpole, and also for Lot 1 to have utilities and access through the existing gravel driveway with the private easement that's required of them. We do have some conditions on the plat. These are mostly just housekeeping issues to ensure that the plat is up to our subdivision standards in terms of what is actually visually represented on the plat. And that concludes the presentation.
Thank you for your presentation, Thomas. Is there any commissioners that have any questions for staff? Travis, go ahead, please.
I don't see any problem with this. Looks pretty legit to me. I guess my only question would be about the future development in this particular area of the valley. In the 20 plus years I've been out here, I've seen this house get flooded on several occasions. I just was curious, is there anything in code, or I don't know what the city stance is as far as like just saying that if it's when you build it, it needs to be higher than the flood area. I don't know.
We don't have anything in our city code about that. The only thing, and we talked about this internally, there's a 15-foot buffer you'll see on the plat, and that's a carryover from the parent plat for this one that's being subdivided from to kind of get it off of the creek. That the Planning Commission can do, but as far as the elevating the structure goes, we don't have that as a requirement in our code.
I spoke with Dean DeCure. He came in and he said he intends to put in a ton of fill, so he's going to be building it up anyways.
I think that also goes on with like other properties on Dutton Road right there where Tyler Zimmerman lives. You know, there's all that flooding, so eventually he'll have to fill as well. So I think that, in my opinion, that this is a great move to, you know, have more housing available for our community, which is much needed, and I would like to see this resolution go through. Any further comments from commissioners? May I get a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-03 and Resolution 2017-04?
Motion to adopt 2017-03 and 2017-04.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. May I have a roll call, please? May I get further discussion? I'm sorry. From any commissioners have any last-minute comments, concerns? Thank you. Now, may I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Gearing?
Yes.
Roll?
Yes.
Swangle?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Earnshaw?
Yes. Okay. Looks like those two resolutions pass 5-0. And that concurs the end of our meeting for tonight, unless there is any other special announcements for tonight that we forgot to announce at the beginning of the meeting. Hi, anybody?
There is one item of other business that didn't make it onto the agenda. It is on the agenda.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Other business. We never normally have that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get out of here on time. Kidding. I'm so sorry. Okay, there is other business. My apologies. We have a selection of chair and vice chair. So we'll handle these one at a time. And what you will do is nominate someone for chair, and then we'll vote on that person. And then we'll take another nomination for vice chair and vote for that position. So do we have any nominations for chair?
I nominate Jessica for chair.
I second it.
Do you want to do it? Okay. I already spoke to you. Okay. Do we need a formal vote on this then?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. So now we are going to move for the vice chair position.
I'd like to make a motion for Billy Joe Fearing.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay. Any further nominations?
Nope.
Okay. All in favor for vice chair for Billy Joe,
aye,
please? Aye.
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 Okay. Perfect. Anything else from staff for tonight? We're good?
No, okay. We're good.
Okay, I'd like to adjourn the meeting for tonight. Thank you all for coming.